Okay. So the death of Pandu. So you did Pandu raise his kids, they got older. Yudhisthira, I believe, was about 8. Bhima's like 7, Arjuna's like 6, and Nakula and Sahadeva are like 4. Because they actually, you can check these kind of and so Pandu, there was a spring. It was the spring. Spring. There's a beautiful, even in the mountains, spring in the mountains, so the trees, in India is one of those places, there's tons of beautiful flowering trees, and real pungent like flowers, like whoa. Like I've there's one called Mogra, which they actually imported to Italy. They call it the Duke, Grand Duke of Tuscany. And it grows, they grow it in India. I mean, they grow it in Italy. It's called the Grand Duke of Tuscany, but it's actually from India. It's called Mogra. And it's so strong, sometimes I say, oh, you got to smell this. It's so great, and most people, we're used to these. And anyway, I don't want to make too much of a comparison, but in the West, like, there's marigolds or something. You smell this, it's like, whoa. You're like, oh, it smells too good. Like, I don't know, too good was something you could use. Anyway, but yeah, it's really strong. They got really aromatic. It's a kind of jasmine with its own special kind of bloom on it. And it's just like, you can smell it from like 10 feet away or something. It's like, whoa. So, there's all these. Flowers filled with flowers, flowering trees, and just like strong, sensual, aroma in the air. Raj Gandhi, Raj Gandha, the king of smells. That's a kind of flower, and there's all these different kinds, and it's like whoa. So. And the beautiful birds were chirping, and all the animals. It's the spring, so all the animals, it's mating season, so all the birds are doing their dance, chirping in the trees and doing their thing. And all the waterfowl were at this lake, and the swans are dancing, and all this stuff's in the air. And beautiful, the fruits are starting to come on the tree, and so, Pandu was there, and they're collecting, flowers and fruits, that was pretty much, what they ate was fruits. And Madhuri is bending over to get the flowers, and the sunlight hit her sari just right, and he could see right through it. And it's the spring, and so he got overcome with kama, the god of love, because he was a Kshatriya, and he had been controlling his passions, but it was very hard. Can you imagine? He with two beautiful wives, and so he saw, and then all it was too much, So he said, he grabbed her, and she's like, no, you're gonna die. Please go away. But also. Inside, it was conflicting emotion because, there's her husband, that's her lord, and so it's a whole thing, and so it's very dramatic, and he chased, she's pushing him away, and but then because she did that, then it made him even more want to be with her, and so there's a whole thing, and she, tried to run away, and then he's chasing her, and then he grabs her, and then he fell over dead. And so then, Madhuri came back, and she said, Kunti, you have to come, And so they both went, and they saw Pandu was dead. And so Kunti said, I will go on the fire. And then Madhuri said, no, you stay. You can be a mother to all the children, and you're a greater woman than me. And Pandu was wanting me, And so I will go on the fire and join him. Because he didn't get to finish being with me. So I'll go on the fire and join him. So then they built the funeral pyre, and they put, and they give the, you know, and they told the boys, and Yudhisthira's a little boy, and he's crying, and they hand him the rishis come up, and they hand him the stick, the fire stick. The idea is you light a fire when they're born, or when the first fire that they make, when they get the dwija, when they get the thread, you keep it with you. And you do your daily homa into the fire, so it witnesses you, everything that you've done, all the rituals that you've done. And then when you die, they use the same fire to light your funeral pyre. So the same fire that you started, and you keep the fire going the whole time, you do your Agnihotra and you do your worship with the fire, you know, you do your puja with the fire, so you keep that fire. And then use that same fire to light your funeral pyre. And then, because it's witnessed all the actions that you've done, that it will go with you. It consumes your body and takes all those deeds that you've done with you. That's the concept. That's what they used to do nowadays, you know. That's culture. Now we don't have any. It's called yoga. So they lit the fire, and you know, they give him the fire stick to Yudhisthira. He lights the fire, and then, you know, Madhuri jumps on the fire. And then Kunti was there with the children, so all the rishis came to Dhritarashtra's place, to Hastinapur. Now, see, Gandhari, While Pandu was there with his kids, Gandhari, she had been pregnant. And she actually got pregnant before Pandu, before Kunti. But she wouldn't give birth. There was like nothing happened for 2 years, which is a long time. Although, there's other stories of births that take a long time. And so when she heard that Yudhisthira was born, then she hit her stomach in anger because the baby wouldn't come out. And the only thing that came was this lump of flesh. So they were crying, you know, they were sad. And so Vyasa came, and he took the lump of flesh, and he said, "Get me warm water and 100 pots filled with ghee in the bottom, not filled, but it has ghee." So he poured the water on the flesh, this lump of flesh, and it separated into 100 parts, and he put one into each of the jars. And then he covered him. And he said, "Wait for a year and open them." So when that had passed and they opened it, it was the same day that Bhima was born. They opened it, and that was the first one they opened was Duryodhan. So Bhima and Duryodhan were born on the same day. And then they, one day later, they'd open another. Another baby like that, Dushashan, all the 100 brothers. So they opened it. It was Duryodhan. So they heard donkey, the bray of an ass. That's considered extremely inauspicious. And they heard, they saw bad omens everywhere, and Vidura, who's Dharma personified, he said, "Kill the baby." He said, "This baby will cause the destruction of our dynasty. All the omens point to this. Kill the baby." And Dushashan on his own couldn't have done Duryodhan was the one that had the, but Dhritarashtra was too attached, and he suffers that problem a lot in this book. He suffers that problem a lot, Dhritarashtra. He's attached to his position as king. He's attached to his sons. He babies them. He spoils them to the point of being spoiled, where they cause their own destruction, you know. It's bad. So even, you know, Vidura said, kill the baby. And he's, no. So they didn't. And then, you know, Duryodhan. It's funny, but Duryodhan, Jarasandha, Bhima, and Kichaka were all really super strong guys. We're all born the same day. No, not Jarasandha. It was Bhima, Duryodhan, and Kichaka were all born on the same day. Jarasandha is older. It's his sister married Kamsa. He's older. But those three were all born the same day. So that's what happened on the Kuru side, you know. So they came, and Duryodhan was used. He's a crown prince. I mean, you know, he didn't even know that there's these other, that his father has a brother and these other kids, you know. So the Pandavas just show up. And Duryodhan was used to getting all the attention. And then the Pandavas show up. And then they got all the attention. So, the rishis show up and they say, Pandu has died. So these are his kids. And this is Kunti, his wife, and so, you know. So everyone was like, oh, wow. You know, they kind of heard, but they didn't really, never seen them. And they didn't know he had five, and so they welcomed him, you know, in the palace. And so they were there in the palace. And that's that.